Happy to welcome in our monthly visit with District Administrator Wendell Quisenberry. Wendell, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Greg. Thanks for having me.
Everybody have spring fever over at school. My gosh, it's, you know, we've never had winter. It just seems like it's been crazy.
Perpetual spring.
Yeah.
Just, you know, and that's, I guess we're getting to the point where we want to keep it that way now, but
yeah.
I know we missed the snow.
We sure did, yes. But we want to talk before we get into some of the things going on this time of school year. And hard to believe the middle of March, you guys only have, what, 6-8 weeks left of school? We got March, April, yeah.
Well, I'm 9 weeks.
Nine weeks left.
So
yeah.
A little more than that yet, but yeah, we're getting into the final quarter.
Yep.
So yeah, it's wrapping up. The spring sports seasons are always short. Hopefully, they'll be a little longer for us this year with the weather. But but yeah, it's coming quick.
It's incredible. Hey, we wanted to talk a little bit about the busy winter sports season. What a great thrill it was for our community, and I'm sure for the guys and gals too, for the state hockey team to make it down to Middleton for that state tournament. What a thrill.
Yeah, so proud of them. Coaching staff, athletes, and not, you know, Ryan Flynn just gave his end of the season report to the board on Tuesday, and, you know, to have the success that we had both, you know, athletically with our activities and academically, I think it was a pretty amazing winter sports season for Tomahawk.
Yeah. And you said you even took a day off so you could take your whole family to the state tournament.
I did. It was great.
Yeah.
So we took the whole family down, enjoyed the day. You know, it was obviously not the result that we wanted, but boy, our kids played hard. Our fans, our student, you know, a student body that went down and represented our school did such a great job. All of our parents that were down there did such a great job representing our community. Yeah. We traveled well. Tons of blue and yellow in that crowd, so it was just a fantastic day.
Yeah, it is a great opportunity. It's been a long time since we had a state tournament team. We have been fortunate enough to have individuals with wrestling and some of the other things that are going on at the state level, but to have a whole team, that was great.
Yep.
You mentioned the academics for the girls basketball team. They were one of the top three teams out of our division academically, just under a 4.0 average.
Yeah.
That was incredible.
It's amazing. And to see, you know, and Bryn Belke being honored as academic all-state, and then, you know, our hockey team being surprised with that award as well, which I find really amazing that they were surprised with that award.
Yeah.
Right? They work hard. They do it, but that's just what they do. They don't do it to be recognized. They do it because that's who they are. That's how they're coached. That's the mentality within our district. And high academic achievement is something that's important to all of us. So
yeah,
it's fantastic.
Congratulations. And what a you know, late winter we had, forensics, the play, and all the wonderful things that some of the other organizations are doing over at the school district. Got to be proud of all the kids.
Very proud. And all it's the kids, but making sure, you know, it takes a lot of adults to make sure that there's programming that kids want to be involved in. So I think it says a lot for the people that we have, both working at our school but also in our community, that step up and provide these opportunities. And it's paying off. It's definitely paying dividends. I do want to talk a little about the play. I attended the play on Friday night, opening night. Thought it was amazing. What a great play.
Yeah.
You know, it's Little Women, for folks out there listening that weren't there, but Corey Coburn, Michaela Zipp, Michelle Balda, and everyone else involved in that did such an amazing job pulling that together. But the kids did a fantastic job.
Full house all weekend, I heard.
Yeah. So
that's incredible.
Yeah.
Well, good. Well, let's get into a couple of other things going on. We were just talking about, 8-10 weeks of school left. So you're probably preparing for summer school already, huh, Wendell?
Yep. So we will be putting enrollments and scheduling communication out to families, I would say, within the next couple of weeks. Finalizing a couple of pieces yet. But if you remember, we had a $550,000 grant we were awarded by the state last year, and that it came through kind of late, so we were scrambling. We had to plan two summer schools last year, one if we got the grant and one if we didn't.
Okay.
Well, this year we know we've got a lot of money available for us and what that money can be used for, so there's going to be quite a few new options available for kids, and a lot of it is a testing phase. How big of an investment are we going to be willing to make beyond the grant to continue these opportunities? So I'm really hopeful that families will sign their kids up and we'll get some good feedback on what's important to our community, what's important to our students and families, and it starts with enrollments, obviously, but again, this is something that's open to every kid in our community. You don't have to be a Tomahawk School District student. If you're up here on vacation and you're going to be here for a few weeks and you want to enroll your student, you certainly can do that. So we're really looking to gather as much information from this as we can, because we know we won't be able to make the investment moving forward that we're making now with this grant, but we want to pick out the, you know, and reshape our summer school so that we are doing everything that we can do to continue the important pieces.
I know you have a lot of in-classroom things, but you have a lot of things outside the classroom too, with biking and kayaking and those types of things. Are those on the schedule again for this year?
Yeah, so we always try to balance the academic and the enrichment. Mm-hmm. And it's really a neat thing when you can have organized activities and utilize the, you know, the amazing part of the world that we live in to provide opportunities that you think kids would just naturally get to take a part in, and they don't sometimes. So a lot of things as simple as fishing, or as simple as, you know, just like you said, biking and kayaking and being in nature. You know, we try to make sure we've got a lot of that available.
And you had almost record numbers last year, didn't you, for summer school? I suspect it'll be just as big or bigger this year.
We're hoping bigger.
Yeah,
we're hoping bigger, and we hope to grow this program more and more every year. COVID, like it did with everything, really hit hard. And for us, we had a failed referendum, and we had COVID, and then the failed referendum. So that really took a hit on summer school or extra programming. So it's something that we feel is really important, just for the overall engagement in school and for our staff oftentimes, in the relationships that they can build with kids outside of that, the stresses of a normal classroom, I think, you know, pay dividends well into the future. So
sure. I suspect some things will be going home with the kids on summer school and things up on the website that you guys have.
Yep. So later this, I don't know the exact date when things will be wrapped up, but I think traditionally we're always right around the end of the month or early April.
Sure.
Right after spring break, I would guess we'll be getting information out to families.
Good. Looking forward to that. Zach's been covering school board, of course, every month and sometimes a couple of times a month. Some of the things that are very important that you're talking about at the school board are the perception survey. I know we've been talking about that and wanting staff, students, everybody to take part in that survey, Wendell.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
So we work with firm School Perceptions. We started this last year. It's something that we did in the past, but again, we got away from for a number of years. So we survey our students, we survey our staff, and then we survey our families. And we'll use School Perceptions when we do a community-wide survey for the referendum and some other pieces. They're a great company. We always like to do it independent of the school so that we have very accurate information coming back. And School Perceptions prides themselves on making sure that the feedback that we get from these different stakeholder groups is not swayed or manipulated to fit our goals, but it's raw data that they can come back and give us. And then that feeds into our strategic planning. It feeds into how, you know, our board makes decisions, how I make decisions, how I make recommendations to the board. So it's very, very valuable feedback. I think last year, if I remember right, we had really good survey turnout data for our staff. We had, and I mean just in numbers.
Okay.
You know, we get honest feedback. There's some very positive things we took away and some things that we know we need to address in the future. Students the same way. But it was our families that were hoping to increase participation. And this is not just our community. I think their company average is around 20%. And we were right around that number.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I would be more comfortable hearing from about 40, 50, 60% of our families.
I'm surprised that number is
the feedback as well.
Sorry to interrupt, but I'm surprised that number is so small.
Yeah.
At 20% for the families, those are the families whose children are at the school every day. So it's interesting that they aren't having the opportunity to fill those surveys out even more.
Right. So I think maybe part of it is a communication on our end and how we're cautious not to over-promote it because it has to come from School Perceptions. So I think the thing that I want to make sure our families know is they're going to get a random email from School Perceptions.
Okay.
I think all of us are afraid to click on a link from a random email anymore. So the more that we can get that word out there that this is a legitimate company, it's you know, and it's valuable, that maybe we will, you know, it takes maybe 5 to 10 minutes.
I was going to ask you how long. So it doesn't take very long.
It doesn't take very long. And the feedback that we get, it really, you know, your 5 to 10 minute investment there is going to pay pretty big dividends for guiding the decisions that we make.
Absolutely, especially with a percentage so low, your survey that you turn in is pretty important.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
When do you know when that's going to be coming out email wise to the families?
Around the second week in April.
Okay. Yep. Well, we'll keep reminding.
And we try to keep
that
consistent every year.
You bet.
So yeah, I'll get some information to you guys, and we'll be sending some stuff out as well.
Good. Let's talk a little bit about another topic at the school board meeting: reappointment committee for the number of school board members, the district that they serve, and those types of things. Back in the day, I covered school board meetings, and that was a discussion, 25 years ago, Wendell, and it's back up here now. Talk a little bit about that and the reason that you guys have brought it back up for the number of school board members and the areas that they represent.
Yeah, I think the conversation started at the beginning of this school year amongst our board and looking at really the representation across our district. We have a significantly large district, 426 square miles, in various townships, and our population has shifted to different areas. We have not done this, I believe, in 60 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, looking at how can we do a better job of making sure that all areas are represented equally, and it pours into the elections too. So making sure that right now we have one I live in the town of King and Harrison. Mm-hmm. We have Dave Long that represents us. He does a great job. But we only have the one representative. So if you're an interested candidate who is in that district, you have to either run against Dave, who you know is doing a good job, or you have to wait for 3 years for the opportunity to run again. And with this, you would have three representatives from three districts, and the population would be equally represented. And so every year you would have one opening within each location,
right,
each district. So I think that provides a little more opportunity for engagement. And sorry, Dave, if you're listening, I don't mean to use you as an example, but you're from my district. So, but it provides more of an opportunity for people who want to be engaged in the system to remain engaged. Mm-hmm. And for other people, a lot can happen in life in 3 years.
Sure.
So you might be interested now, but maybe not 3 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it'll do a better job for us to generate more interest in being a candidate and being somebody that serves on our school board as well.
Yeah, it's a lot of responsibility being a school board member. I know it is, because I see the work that they do. Is it hard to get people who wish to run and are running for the right ideas, for the right reasons?
Right now it is. We traditionally, I shouldn't say traditionally, but in my time here, there's been years where we didn't have anybody running for a seat. This year we have a write-in candidate running for one of the city seats, but nobody that had put their nomination papers in. So, it can be difficult. And I think, one of the things that we would, like to see too is more people that are engaging in that process that have kids in school.
Right, right.
And that's something sometimes that we don't have a lot of, so.
And those are those are the busiest people too, the parents have the kids in school, but it's a big commitment to make, but boy, it's really nice because you're representing your own kids.
Yeah. And I can't say enough about our board and the way it operates. I hear from my colleagues across the state, and there are boards out there that are very difficult. Mm-hmm. We have a board that keeps students and our district reputation and families at heart with every decision that they make, and they're a very dedicated group of people. This ad hoc committee that three members of our board have really taken on has been a ton of work for them, but they believe in this cause.
Sure.
And we see that across our board. So
are you hoping to have something ready for the annual meeting coming up this fall, Wendell, to react to?
Yeah, okay. So that's the goal. So there will be a petition circulating this summer that they will need signatures on. It will be brought up at the annual meeting, and then the board can act on it if it moves forward. If anyone out there is interested, and I know these dates have been put out there, last night we had two community information sessions. One of those was recorded, and it is posted on our district YouTube channel, which you can find by going to the district tab, and you see meetings, and you can click on it. It'll take you right to that channel. And then we'll have another one Tuesday, March 19th at 5:30. And then the last one, Thursday, March 21st at 6:30.
Did you have a few people at the meeting last night?
Nobody that showed up.
That's what I was afraid of.
And some, you know, that's pretty common, I think, for stuff at the school, but that's why we want to record it and get it out there, too.
Good. So. That's a good way to do it.
Yeah, and I hope people, if you watch the video of it and maybe that sparks a few questions and you want to get those answered in person, please show up to those other meetings.
Sure. Yeah, maybe a chance to watch a little bit.
Yeah.
We'll get them, you know, involved a little bit and come to some of the other meetings that are live.
Yeah, and the work that the members of that committee, that ad hoc committee, have gone out to every township. They've tried to update each town board of what's going on and keep it in the loop. So there's been a real effort to make sure this is well communicated.
Are the perception of that there may be fewer board members then at the end of this, or not necessarily?
Nope, we'll keep a 9-member board.
It's going to be a 9-member board.
Yep, three, three, and three is the model.
Perfect.
So we'll have three separate districts, each with three individuals.
So then you have a new individual running every year.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah, great idea. And talk about that session again coming up. The next session is 19th?
Yep.
March 19th.
March 19th at 5:30.
Good, good. All right, Wendell Quisenberry, our district administrator of the Tomahawk School District, is kind enough to join us here, usually right after the school board meeting on WJJQ. Boy, you're going to have a number of retirees this year, this spring too, Wendell, aren't you?
Yeah, and that will be our norm, I think, for a number of years going forward.
Yeah.
We knew, looking at our staff, that we have kind of a bubble over a time period here where people will be eligible to retire. And I think the trend across the state and even nationally is we're seeing people retire earlier rather than later.
Sure.
So this year we have 10 retirees, if my math is right here. But, I just wanted to give a shout out to each of them, too. I think we're at the point where we won't have an announcement of retirees. But in no particular order, I want to give a quick shout out to Jim Norman. He's a high school math teacher. He's been with the district for 30 years. Michelle Dahlman has decided to retire. She's been a high school special education teacher for the past 19. Tracy Bartz, high school and middle school special ed, 21 years. She served the district just over 21 years, I believe. Teresa Lesperance is 8th grade ELA. She's also came to us. She was in the middle school for a number of years, but she has 7 years in our district. John Marin, high school, middle school band. He's been with us for the past 19 years. Selena Sankey, high school ELA, 27 years in the district. Bill Heinz, he's only been with the district for 2 years, but he has been a very valuable member of our 5th grade team. He joined us actually out of retirement and spent a couple years with us. And
I love that. That's great.
Yeah, so we've been happy to have him with us. Guy Steckbauer, our elementary principal, has been here for 6 years. He'll be retiring at the end of the year. And then Vicenta Goetz was a custodian for 24 years, and she is actually retired or will be making it official here very soon. And Jill Lillick, special education paraprofessional in our district for 24 years. I can't say enough positive things about Jill and all of these folks and how they've impacted and how many lives they've impacted in their time with us.
Yeah.
So very much appreciate their service to our community and to our district, and they will definitely be missed. The which kind of leads us to the open positions.
Yes.
So obviously we have these, and we'll probably have a few other people that sort of jockey in and out.
Mm-hmm.
Some don't live in our community, but we'll take a job closer to home potentially. So we always have openings, and I like to get the word out early and often. We've got quite a few posted on WeCan right now, which is our primary source, but we've also been using LinkedIn. With Jeffrey Johnson has been pretty active about posting there. And then we post some of these positions, obviously locally as well. But if you're interested in learning more and you can't find the open positions, check our website. It'll take you to any of those sites, and we can help if you're qualified and interested. We'd love to interview you for a spot in our district.
It's a great place to work.
It is.
Yeah, my wife worked there many years.
Yeah.
And a great place to work. So, you talk about the retirements. That's a lot of years, combined years of service to our district, isn't it? I mean,
yes.
Jim Norman, 30 years.
Yes.
That's a whole career.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's
it
fabulous.
So. And it's, the things I think about that and the things that he's seen, the changes in education,
right.
For all these folks that have over 20 years, so much has changed in the past 10 or 15.
Yeah, incredible.
So, yeah, it's definitely a lot of experience walking out the door.
You bet. Well, good. Thank you so much to those folks for their service to our children here in the area and everything else they did. Always worked with Vicenta on our home show coming up. And you guys are going to have a display at the home show this year.
We will.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about
that. Very excited about our Wall of Honor project. And we will hopefully, if everything goes the way we want it, the Wall of Honor will be up and displayed. And so we will be there to, you know, obviously promote it. We're still in the process of fundraising to end up paying for it. But and we'll also have more information on how you can nominate somebody who was a student.
Huh?
And so we're looking to get as many names. I think we're well over 200 names at this point, which is fantastic.
Boy, that's incredible.
And we have more and more that come in every day.
Yeah,
we're getting calls from all over the country. As people hear about it, that they grew up here but moved away, and maybe they have a family member or a loved one that they want to see honored. So, yeah, we're really, really impressed by how this is coming together.
That's awesome. That's really exciting. We'll look forward to having you at the home show right in your own neck of the woods
Thank you for the opportunity.
Well, this is our 39th year. We missed a couple because of COVID, but everybody who comes to our show that have never had the opportunity to be in our district, we don't use all the school, but we use the field house, the auditorium, you know, the cafeteria, the high school cafe, and those types of things. And they are all so impressed by our school district. So we're really fortunate. We love that we can show it off for you
fantastic.
Guys.
Fantastic. Yeah, thank you.
All right, spring break, just a couple of weeks away. Everybody coming chomping up. At the bit?
Yep, coming up. So we will, the last week in August is, or I'm sorry, in August. I'm already looking to next year. The last week in March. you know, will be our spring break. And then just a quick reminder that our spring break, our kids come back on April 2nd. So April 1st, it's a little extended there, so we can have an in-service day for our staff, and then students will be back on April 2nd.
I was glancing ahead to 2025 just to set with Colleen the home show dates for that year. Easter's really late, but it looks like you're going to stay with the same last week of March for the spring break next year in 2025 as well.
Yeah, and we've looked at changing that, and you know, we never really match it up with Easter. Sometimes it falls that way, but we always will give then that extra vacation day in April or go that route. But some schools have it earlier in March and some schools have it later in March, and so it's always, you know,
it's a
6 one way, half a dozen another if you're going to change it, as far as the people that would be upset by it. So,
but at least you know it's what it normally is.
Yeah, so, we try to keep it consistent right there.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for heading up our district, Wendell, and it's always great to visit with you, and nice to have an opportunity to talk with you with Jeff on vacation, and appreciate everything that the district does for our community.
Very much appreciate the opportunity to come on here monthly and talk about all the awesome things that we have going on, so we appreciate it.
And you have a bunch, so thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, we'll see you, if not before, at the home show, and have a great spring break.
Sounds fantastic.
All right, thank you, Wendell. Wendell Quisenberry, our district administrator at our Tomahawk School District, and Wendell, our guest here on our Thursday morning conversation. Of course, if you have not already downloaded the app, the school district has a really great app. So go to the school district of Tomahawk and you can download that app. You'll be really impressed, and it keeps you updated on all things going on in our Tomahawk school district.